As protesters in Alabama defend their Ten Commandments monument, Attorney General John Ashcroft continues a national tour to defend the USA Patriot Act. The law extends wiretap and search powers. It was passed soon after the terrorist attacks of September 11th. Ashcroft says strong laws are needed to protect America, but yesterday in Detroit there were protests from groups who say the act is being used to undermine civil liberties. From member station WDET in Detroit, Quinn Kleinfelter reports.
For the land of the free and the home of the brave.
A Justice Department employee serenades the Attorney General before a crowd of about 100 law enforcement officials at Detroit's Cobo Hall Convention Center. Ashcroft tells the crowd the USA Patriot Act makes it possible for authorities to trace terrorist activity in the same way they trap organized crime figures, without tipping them off to the investigation. Ashcroft says secrecy is critical in some situations. For instance, if terrorists planted a bomb somewhere in Detroit.
One of the terrorists perhaps would be staying in a hotel, and if we had reason to believe that a search of his hotel room would yield the location of the bomb, we'd need to be able to do that without making the tip-off. Those who challenge these long-standing constitutional capacities to defend America would force us to tip off terrorists.
The speech was briefly interrupted by a supporter of Lyndon LaRouche, who accused the Attorney General of lying to the American public. The protester was quietly but quickly escorted from the room. Outside the hall, protests continued throughout the Attorney General's address. The American Civil Liberties Union recently filed federal lawsuits in Detroit and Portland, Oregon, alleging that the Patriot Act allows the government unprecedented leeway to invade privacy. The head of Detroit's ACLU, Carrie Moss, also questions why the public wasn't invited to attend Ashcroft's address and why his tour takes him to states that many political analysts believe will be key to President Bush's re-election.
They're actually concerned about how angry the public is around the country, and they're trying to fix things. Over 140 cities now have passed resolutions condemning the Patriot Act and John Ashcroft's administration. So they're trying to clean up a mess that they only came and talked to police, suggests that they don't really know how to do that very well.
The Detroit area is home to hundreds of thousands of Arabs and Muslims who say they feel the law is specifically targeting them. The American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee's Ahmad Hamad says his office is flooded with calls from people who believe the government might be investigating them, but have no way of knowing if their suspicions are correct.
Under this act, they can come search your house, your office, your workplace, and they don't have to tell you. They can conduct this in secret. They can wiretap your phone, and they don't have to tell you. That's the troubling part of it. This is where the law enforcement tend to play the role of God in a way or another.
Similar concerns are also filtering through Congress. The House recently voted to block funding for the so-called sneak and peek provisions of the Patriot Act. Officials in the Bush administration, meanwhile, say they are acutely aware the continuing controversy over the act could hinder their efforts to pass what they call newer and stronger anti-terrorism legislation, laws they say will provide even more tools to help keep the nation secure. For Day to Day, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.